This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Two teenagers questioned in the murder of a college student, Tessa Majors. They've now been released without charge by the NYPD. WCBS reporter Steve Burns joins us live with the latest developments on this story in Morningside Heights. Steve.
Yeah, Paul, students describe an uncomfortable quiet setting over the Barnard campus here. A combination of heartbreak and angst as Tessa Majors' killers remain free. Police say two teens that they had been questioning have since been let go. Mayor Bill de Blasio calls it a senseless act of violence.
Not only painful to me as a parent, it's terrifying to think that that could happen anywhere.
Frustrations boiled over at a vigil that turned into a rally last night as people here say Morningside Park has turned into a haven for criminals. Community activist Aisha Sekou thinks it should be a concern for everyone.
So that's our ask. Greater lighting, more patrols in the park, so that we feel safer.
The NYPD says that is exactly what's on the way as the investigation continues. They say Majors was stabbed Wednesday night, but managed to stagger her way up park stairs to a security booth before she died. There is some debate as to whether that booth was manned. The school says it was. Police say it was not. Paul and Marla.
The widow of Jersey City Police Detective Joseph Seals won't have to worry about making house payments. The Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation will announce today that they plan to pay off her mortgage. The married father of five was killed on Tuesday when he confronted the two people who went on to kill three others at a kosher grocery store. Seals was a 13-year veteran of the department. His funeral will be held next week.
And it looks like the MTA is not bluffing when it comes to lousy service in Rockland County. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is the latest chapter in the sorry saga of the Pascack Valley Line. Sean.
Yeah, well, would you pay for service that you were not receiving? New York commuters who rely on NJT on the west side of the Hudson aren't always getting what they pay for. The Pascack Valley Line, for instance, lost two express trains. Cancellations and delays abound due to an engineer shortage. So Metro North plans to withhold money. It already holds back 10%. The Journal News reports it might trim another 5% in just a couple of weeks. So NJT stands to lose about $3.4 million per year. Commuter Stacy Mazza, though, fears this strategy might not work.
It'll totally backfire. We'll get a fare increase for less service. We already barely have service. They cancel a train, you have to wait 2+ hours for another train.
In New Jersey, Senate President Stephen Sweeney, he's putting pressure on NJT to fix these problems because New Jersey folks, they ride the Pascack Valley too. New classes of engineers are being trained. NJT expects improvements will come throughout 2020. Live at the Nanuet Station, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
The Port Authority has approved a program that will test new autonomous technology that could boost bus traffic in the Lincoln Tunnel. The idea is to have sensors shorten the distance between the buses and boost the speed in the exclusive bus lane. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Well, the closest precip right now looks like a little bit of light rain trying to break out down across southern sections of New Jersey and Delaware and move north up along the coast. The main area of rain, though, is still over West Virginia, and that's starting to spread towards D.C. and Baltimore. Cloudy with rain developing around here today. The longer it holds off, the less likely we are to see any kind of sleet or freezing rain in our far inland suburbs. It'll keep warming up. Temperatures will keep climbing into and through the 40s. By tonight, it's in the 50s in parts of the region, especially near the coast. And the rain, though, unfortunately, is coming down pretty hard at times overnight tonight and even off and on during Saturday. Highs tomorrow near 55. A very gusty Sunday, but at least it's drier with a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 45 to 50 degrees. Right now in the city, 37. It's up a degree, humidity 72%, and a light northeast breeze at 3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.